Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Today is Your Day, already in progress.
God made the devil and he put him out there to be our trainer. Yeah. Go get him. Yeah, he is. They are our trainers. Yeah, I'm guaranteed. You know, I mean, that beast, can't you just see that beast? He's training you. In fact, I can just see now you and your husband fixing to do something and y'all are out there fixing to get somebody saved or something. The devil's saying, go get them. Go get them. Do whatever you can do. Don't you trip it, Scott. I mean, help him to fall underneath that mower. Do something. But get his mind off of saving somebody. Do something. But you better believe they're out there. And they're doing everything they can to keep you from talking about Jesus to anybody, right, Scott? But when we realize who's there and the power we've been given over them, we take that name of Jesus and tell them, Satan, get out. Get out. You have to be subject to me in the name of Jesus. So go away and leave me alone. And somebody said, how long do I use the name? That's just like today I told the man, I said, you got to find the sin that's caused your daughter to be sick. And I said, you're going to have to pray and ask God according to Jeremiah 33:3. He said, how long do I pray? I said, until God answers.
Amen.
He says, how long could that be? I said, maybe a day, maybe an hour, maybe a week, maybe a month. I said, but whatever it is, don't give up. He will answer you. He will talk to you. If you quote that verse to him every time, Lord, you said in your word, Psalms 91:15, you said, I could call unto you and you would answer me and show me great things. Jeremiah 33:3, you said, call unto you and you show me great and mighty things that I know not. Amen. If you say, Lord, you said, he's going to say, okay, I'm ready. I'm watching over my word to perform my word. So when you find his word and you do what he says, he's definitely obligated to do what he promised. Right, Carrie? And he wants to do that. It's not that he don't want to do it. He wants to do it. Because you know how much glory that brings to him when you and your husband went down and prayed over that lady in hospice? And now she's out going to dinner with people. You know, if she'll just tell people when somebody says, what happened to you? I mean, weren't you in hospice a few weeks ago? Oh, yeah. But my niece or whatever came down here and prayed for me, her and her husband, in the name of Jesus. And Jesus healed me. They said, oh, now we know you got a problem. Now you're losing your mind. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Some of them do, isn't it? Sometimes it's your own family. We were talking yesterday with one of the couples, and I told them, I said, you know, if you continue living in this sin you're living in, your children are going to die. One of the little children was already diagnosed, like 8 or 10 years old, whatever, needs a kidney transplant already. And then I found out the sins of the parents, and I said, you know, you can have a kidney transplant done, and then that one is going to fail too. It ain't going to work because we got a sin here you got to take care of. And people just don't understand that when you got children that's having a problem and you're going to all the medical doctors to try to get the problem resolved, you have a sin in your life that needs to be corrected before that child's going to get healed. And that seems to be the hardest thing in the world for people to understand. But anyway, when you do it God's way, you'll see your children get healed. I mean, I don't know how many times we've done this, but and just in the 10, 12, 15 years that Cheryl and I have been together, we have seen, I couldn't even tell you how many we've seen. Have you? Children that have been healed when we prayed for them. Yeah, bunches and bunches and bunches of them. But you pray for them, you pray, just like little Jenna out there. We prayed for that little girl. Everybody in this ministry center prayed for that little girl. And we could not get God to heal that little girl. And I finally told him, I said, there's a sin, there's a curse upon this child. One of you or both of you did something God don't like, and you've got to find that sin and you got to repent of that sin before God's going to heal that baby. And they said they'd never heard anything like this in their life. They go to church every Sunday, but they started praying. Richard's the daddy. They started praying, and God spoke to them and told them it was the mother's lying and deceiving her husband that caused him to do this to this child. Now, is that something? It's the lying and deception of the mother. You've been lying to your husband. You've been deceiving him. And because you lied and deceived your husband, you're supposed to be taking care of your husband, not lying and deceiving him. And so I struck you with this curse. So she said, Lord, I go to my husband and say, honey, will you please forgive me? And he says, yes, I will. And then she goes to God and says, God, I messed up. Will you please forgive me? And guess what God said? Yes. Always says yes. He never says no. Then she called me and told me what had happened. And I said, okay, now we can pray the prayer of faith for your baby. And she said, Pastor, I don't want my daughter to be healed. I want you to pray that God will give her a brand new coat of skin with no scars. Now, that's faith. And I prayed that, and in 2 weeks, that little girl did not have a scar or a mark on her body. And as you walk out the door right there, you'll see all of her pictures on the wall. The ones on the right's when she was sick. The ones on the left's after she got healed. Got a nice letter from them just a few weeks ago. Jenna, she was 8 out there, but she's now 17.
Wow.
She said, praise the Lord, Pastor, for your ministry. She said, thank God. She said, every time I look at Jenna, she said, Jenna is now 17, and said her skin just glows. She's so beautiful.
Wow.
So he didn't just do a natural healing. He done a supernatural healing. When we prayed and asked him to do a supernatural healing on Jenna and give her brand new skin with no scars, the master heard that prayer and did it for us and healed that little girl. Do we serve an awesome God? Where is he? He's in your heart, in my heart. Yes, he ain't far away, is he? So if he's not far away, why don't we see him do more things? Maybe we got a little sin somewhere. Maybe we're just a little bit of unbelief tacked on there somewhere, right? I think we need to get rid of that, you know, with these promises. With these promises we got. In other words, if there is any name that you should be willing to use at any instant, any time, it's the name of
Jesus.
That's exactly right. Now let's go back over there to Acts, where we were, in Acts 3. I think we're verse 6 or 7 or whatever it was. Yeah, Acts 3, okay, let's go to verse 7. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Okay, what do you see there? He prayed, and then he grabbed him by the hand and said, you got to do something. Right? You got to do something. You got to show me something. Jesus said, do something in faith. Now, when I think about this story, I think about this guy that called me the other day, and he worked for James Robertson. I give a little money to James Robertson's ministries. I think it's a wonderful organization. But anyway, he called me and thanked me for the money that I sent to him, and he asked me what kind of ministry I had. I told him, it's a healing ministry. And he said, oh. He said, you know, I didn't used to believe in healing, but he says, I was a football player, a pro football player, and said I met this beautiful girl and said we got married, and said it wasn't but a year or two after we got married that I started getting weaker and weaker and weaker, and to the point where I can't walk, and they can't find nothing wrong with me, but I can't walk. Now, this guy goes from being a big pro football player to can't walk. I mean, that's got to be intimidating, right? Because, boy, before that, he's a war horse. You know, he's a pro football player. Man, them guys are tough. They are tough guys. But anyway, he said, I'm in a wheelchair, and my wife has to push me around, or somebody does, everywhere I go. He said, how terrible this is. So he said, my father-in-law is a great man of God that believes in healing. He kept wanting me to go to healing ministries. And he said, just go to a Benny Hinn crusade. Oh, no, I don't believe in Benny Hinn. I watch them push people down. I don't believe that's true. I don't believe none of that's real. He said, so no, I ain't never going to a Benny Hinn crusade. So he said, my father-in-law tried everything to get me to go to some healing ministry somewhere. And he said, I told him, no, I don't believe in that stuff. I don't believe in it. I believe that's all a bunch of junk. So he said, one day my father-in-law told me, he said, you know, there's going to be a special teacher coming to Dallas. And I want you to go with us. You know, we're gonna go, and you'll really be blessed. And he said, okay. So I didn't ask him what it was. I just said, it's a teaching for God's word. So I said, we went and we got in this place. When we got in there, after we got in and got set down, I began to realize the size of this place, number of people that was coming in, this had to be a Benny Hinn crusade. So he said, I sat there in my wheelchair and said, all of a sudden there was a woman that came up the steps on the other side over there. She looked across me and said, "You in the wheelchair, today is your day. Get up and walk right now in Jesus' name." He said, "Woman, get lost. I can't walk." He's really got faith. "I can't walk." He's really got faith. So anyway, she comes across her and it gets real close to him. She says, "Today, sir, is your day. Get up and walk. Today is your day." He said, "Ma'am, would you just leave me alone? Go away. I've been tricked to come to a Benny Hinn crusade anyway by my father-in-law. I don't believe in healing, I'm not going to walk. You can forget it." She walks up to him and says, "You two guys that are standing beside him, y'all are big bruisers." She said, "Get him under the arm and pick him up." He said, "Would you guys leave me alone? If I could walk, I'd throw both you guys out of this place." So he said, "These guys grabbed me and picked me up and raised me up." And I said, "Will you guys leave me alone? Set me back down in my wheelchair. I don't believe in this healing junk." She says, "Do something." He said, "Ma'am, I don't believe in healing." So she says, "You guys twist his body. Do something. Make him move." So she said, "I'm screaming at these guys, turn me loose, let me go." So these guys are doing what she said. They're twisting my body like this. And she said, "You're going to walk in the name of Jesus." He said, "I ain't never going to walk." And she said, "You're going to walk." And he said, all of a sudden, he said, "It's like a lightning bolt hit me right in the back. Bam! Knocked me completely out of those guys' hands and said, I run 3 laps around that stadium before I come back up there." And then I thought, wow, I'm really healed. And he said, "I've been healed ever since." I said, "So I guess you believe in healing now, do you?" He said, "Oh, yeah." But he said, "You talk about an unbelieving believer." He said, "I was an unbelieving believer." Isn't it amazing what God has to do to get some people healed? But thank God he got some men there that knew who they were. And that woman, that persistent woman. I have no idea who that woman was. But he said, "Boy, she was persistent. Today is your day. Get up and walk. Today is your day." Sounds just like that Peter and John, doesn't it? Get up and walk. If I don't have no money for you, but what I got better than silver and gold. Get up and walk in the name of Jesus. Wow. But anyway, that guy, he said, "I've been completely healed ever since." Said the doctors never did figure out what caused my problem. It never has come back. And said, "I'm totally completely healed now. I work for James Robinson." I said, "Well, if you hadn't had that little experience, that little episode, you'd never be working for James Robinson. You'd still be playing football, wouldn't you?" He said, "Oh, yeah."
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, "Today is Your Day," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.